It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 15th, 2018. Today is traditionally celebrated as the birthday of St. Nicholas of Myra, born around the year 280 at Patara in what is now Turkey. Nicholas was a Christian bishop who provided for the poor and sick and who became the basis for the popular character of Santa Claus, the legendary figure who brings Christmas presents to children around the world. Nicholas lost both his parents as a young man and reportedly used his inheritance to help the poor and the sick. A devout young man, he became a priest and later served as Bishop of Myra, a city that is now called Demre. There are many legends about St. Nicholas. One story tells how he helped three poor sisters. Their father did not have enough money to pay their dowries and thought of selling them into servitude. Three times Nicholas secretly went to their house at night and put a bag of money inside. The man used the money so that one of the daughters could marry. On the third visit, the man saw Nicholas and thanked him for his kindness. He also reportedly saved three men who were falsely imprisoned and sentenced to death. Several sources state St. Nicholas is believed to have died on December 6th in the year 343. Over the years, stories of his miracles and work for the poor spread to other parts of the world. He became known as the protector of children and sailors and was associated with gift-giving. He was a popular saint in Europe until the time of the Reformation. That led to the creation of Protestantism, which turned away from the practice of honoring saints. However, Nicholas remained an important figure in Holland. The Dutch continued to celebrate the feast day of Nicholas on December 6th. It was a common practice for children to put out their shoes the night before, and in the morning they would discover the gifts that he had left for them. Dutch immigrants brought the legend of St. Nicholas, known to them as Sint Nicolaas, or by his nickname Sinterklaas, to America in the 1700s. St. Nicholas went through many transformations in America. Sinterklaas became Santa Claus, and instead of giving gifts on December 6th, he became part of the Christmas holiday. In the 1820 poem, An Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, he is described as a jolly, heavy man who drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer and who comes down the chimney to leave presents for deserving children. The renowned political cartoonist Thomas Nast added to the St. Nicholas legend with an 1881 drawing of Santa wearing the familiar red suit with white fur trim. Once a kind, charitable bishop, St. Nicholas had become the Santa Claus that we know today. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 15th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.